The Putilov strikers were happy to help. A crack detachment of the Russian army was sent in to help the Petrograd garrison put the rebellion down. But by this time, even the elite soldiers were angry. They went over to the rioters instead. Finally, Nicholas II himself left the supreme headquarters on the Eastern Front to take charge in Petrograd. What he hoped to accomplish when he got there, we'll never know. He never got there. Troops allied to the Bolsheviks cut the railroad line to keep Nicholas from reaching the capital. And stuck on the military train with him, Nicholas's military advisor finally talked him into abdicating on March 15th in favor of his younger brother, Grand Duke Mikhail. When Mikhail refused to accept the throne, it marked the formal end of the Tsarist regime. No doubt, Nicholas II's unique brand of thick-headed inertia speeded the process, but his predecessors all shared in the blame. Peter the Great had dragged Russia kicking and screaming into the West, but in his haste to do so, he effectively prevented the Russian Orthodox Church from growing along with the nation. Orthodoxy might have developed into a force supporting Russia not just spiritually, but culturally and intellectually.